Well, we are all celebrating the 250th celebration of the United States of America and this wonderful grand experiment. But there are few companies that have had the impact on the United States like Ford Motor Company. And as all of the celebrations in Washington, D.C. continue, one at Union Station I think is particularly exciting, and that's Driving America Forward, a Ford experience at Washington's Union Square. And Ford was founded in 1903, and Henry Ford and the Model T and the and everything that spun off of that and to the cars that we see driving today, but to Ford's critical role in the fabric of America, whether that is getting you from point A to point B in style or helping troops complete their missions in consequential wars all around the world. And to talk about this wonderful exhibit is Ted Ryan of Ford Archives and the Heritage Brand Manager at the Blue Oval. Ted, good morning. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on this morning. Yes, I'm sitting in the middle of the exhibit right now looking at people taking pictures of my cars and of the exhibit labels, and someone just snapped the photo of the 1941 Ford GP we have on display.
That is so cool. What is it like to be there amidst all of the celebration, but then Ford highlighting their rich history?
It's been amazing. So we have 10 vehicles on display at Union Station at this free exhibit. It was opened yesterday on July 1st and will be open until July 14th. So we have 10 vehicles, and we also have archive displays. Cases that tell the story forward. Ford and pop culture, answering the call during World War II as the backbone of work, all these different categories. Some of the vehicles are just spectacular. I have Jay Leno's 1934 Ford pickup truck. I have a Ford GP. I have the Bronco that won Baja in 1968, the last Model T ever made. Just some amazing vehicles, and it's been exciting to see people walk in and take all the photos and take it in.
And what's been the reaction from folks that are taking it in?
It's been fantastic, and I've been here doing tours and meeting different groups, and people are, A, surprised that it's there, but then they are surprised by the diversity of the vehicles. The 1956 T-Bird on display. I've got a 1951 tractor. And then some of the surprise and delight moments that we have a big panel on answering the call where we show the role that we played during World War II, and even things like Ford built mission control at and helped put a man on the moon. Mm. Most of the people aren't going to realize that. We're across the street from the Postal Museum here, so I made sure to include the fact that Ford invented the zip code reading device that will sort your mail by zip code. Ford is for 124 of America's 250 years.
And what does that mean personally for you and for the people on your team that are in charge of being the good stewards of the history of Ford?
It's tremendous. And my job as the archivist at Ford Motor Company, you don't want to always look back, but if you look back and it gives you a clear vision of the future, the thing that jumps out to me, and I've been asked about it over and over, is the variety of the cars. Ford has adapted and has built cars for the public that they want at that particular moment in time. The Mustang that we have behind me is a perfect example, introduced in 1964 at the World's Fair. This was actually the Mustang that was part of the ride at the World's Fair, but that was the perfect car for the perfect generation, for the baby boomer generation. So every time a generation is looking for something new, Ford has been there. So as you look back, you realize it's in our DNA to always produce the vehicles that America's going to want at that particular point in time.
So you've been doing this for a long time, and yes, to look forward, you do have to look back, and you have to look back at the heritage and the history and what you've accomplished as a company. Are there vehicles that the company comes out with that you go, yeah, that's going to be at this same display in 50 years from now, or this is going to be another one of those, oh my gosh, this is changing the landscape, or we're doing something that is going to change something down the road? Can you spot those?
You can spot them, or you can try to spot them. We have a panel on the development of the assembly line and how Ford changed automotive fabrication forever. It's never going to be the same after the assembly line. Well, with our new universal vehicle, we're creating a new vision of the assembly line. So I haven't seen the vehicle yet, but I've been part of the process. So you assume or you hope that vehicle is going to have the same power that the Model T did in changing industry. But some vehicles, like the Ford Taurus, I love it. We don't have one on display, but that car changed America when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an amazing vehicle that brought aerodynamic design back into automobiles for a while. So if you had asked somebody about the Ford Taurus 5 years ago, they would have shrugged at it, but I would love to get one for my collections.
No doubt about that. 123 years of heritage for Ford Motor Company. It's on display as part of the 250th celebration and celebration down in Union Station in Washington, D.C. Love the fact that Ford's there. And Ted Ryan, we appreciate your time and all the hard work that you do to bring these experiences to the American people. Certainly, we know about it here, but seeing it is completely different. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you got it. I think that, again, earlier this week I read you the poll of, like, things people, how people feel about the United States, or what the biggest food is here, the most popular food that defines America, or technology that defines America. I think that it's almost too difficult to pin down in a lot of categories, but you look at the ultimate change of the early 1900s to when the first automobile was created. Like, the 50 years between, like, 1900 and 1950, massive leaps, massive achievements. And then you go from 1950 to 2000, massive achievements. And then you go from 2000 to now, like, we're slowing down because we have created so many unbelievable things that they don't register the same way. Nothing, maybe aside from artificial intelligence and AI technology, but aside from that, we haven't experienced any sort of great leap and bound that is changing the landscape unbelievably. So while these that's why you got to look in the past to go, oh my God, the invention of the automobile was ours. It was Ford's, but then it spread like wildfire, and all of a sudden horses become obsolete. The work that you are able to do, or the expediency in which you are able to travel now, completely changes your entire life. So I love the fact that Ford is there highlighting their history, their tie to the growth of America. Absolutely fantastic. Coming up on the other side, we continue our look into the founding fathers. John Jay steps into the spotlight. It's coming up on JR Morning here on